Next year is the 150th anniversary of the first riders and U.S. mail to leave St. Joseph, Missouri on the Pony Express. This week, we begin our broadcast where the Express began, the Patey House Hotel. Our features brought to you by stjoemo.com. Explore the Pony Express and more on a trip to St. Joe. The American countryside returns after this. You may believe the Pony Express ceased operation back in 1861. Not so, says Gary Chilcote.
This year, in 2009, is the 30th year that the National Pony Express Association has covered the entire 2,000-mile trail. We do it in 10 days, just as we did back in 1860. We carry letters for $5, and we have about 550 riders, each in their own areas, carrying the mail during that 10-day period.
Chilcote is director of the Patey House Museum. This is the building where the famous Pony Express began operation in April of 1860. Next year is the 150th anniversary of that first ride, and the commemoration will begin in March with an event the Pony Riders experienced.
We will have a Pony Express ball, just as they did back in 1860, in our grand ballroom on the second floor, and the Pony Riders were brought here before the Pony Express started for training, and while they were here, they put on entertainment for them. They had dances.
The riders received a 19th century version of workforce training while here at the Patey House in March of 1860.
They had to tell them how to behave and what they were supposed to do and what the rules were, and so this was the place they did it. And we know that the Pony Riders were put up here in the hotel for several days while they were going through all this training, and then they sent them out across the trail.
The Patey House is a great place to explore the Pony Express and the region's history. True landmark that has stood on this spot for over 150 years. Traveling the countryside, and this week brought to you by stjoemo.com. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.